This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Alexis Prela, Mythical Lexicon, is the title of the exhibition at the Norval Foundation. And here to tell us about it is the Chief Curator, Heba El-Kayal, and Lead Curator for this particular exhibition, Carl Nell. Heba, let's start with the why Alex Prela.
Alexis Prela has long been recognized in his native South Africa, and I think this retrospective does that, but he's also really deserving of being recognized, not just regionally, but globally, amongst other great world artists in the global canon. And so in presenting this exhibition, we really want people to see what South Africa has, but also contextualize them on the international scene.
And of course, Corey and Carl, who has been a dedicated man, tell us about your focus on Alexis Prela.
Well, Esme Berman and I wrote the double volume in 2009, and he has been a strong focus in my looking at art. I think he's an extremely important artist, born in 1911, died in 1975. So this retrospective is autobiographical, starting really in his very early years after the Second World War, when he was a medic in the front line in the desert in Egypt, in the front line at Tobruk and Sidi Almar. And so we see that in the early, very powerful works where he is transforming pain and the trauma of that moment in his work. And we see the exhibition unfold through different periods of his life, his period in the Seychelles, wonderful bucolic works that look at island life, but also paintings which talk to his inner conflict around his homosexuality, living in a country which was very stringent in throwing people into jail. And so this is a theme of pain and transcendence that moves through the whole exhibition and culminates in his famous last work, The Marathon, after he'd given testimony at the inquest on homosexuality in 1968 in Parliament, which was a difficult moment for him. But after that, he really accepts who he is and how he is in the world. And one sees his great joy and beauty in his painting, exploring world culture.
It's also extraordinary in terms of being able to put together a collection of the scale and size. Maybe you just want to comment on that.
Well, the exhibition is about 97 works brought from local collections, museum collections, and obviously private collections, and a large collection that belongs to Mr. Norval. And so it's a real privilege for the public to see all these works side by side and to be able to see the narrative of how his life unfolds and how he does look at the great Egyptian cultures and African cultures in his work.
The African culture is particularly interesting to me in association with Constance Stewart Larrabee, the photographer, a personal connection, in fact. But seeing we are moving through into the summer periods and holiday time, perhaps some of the things that you'd like to tell us about talks and walkabouts?
We offer walkabouts and curator-led tours every day of the week. And so on weekdays, they are available on the hour from 9 to 4. And on weekends, they are available from 11 a.m., we offer an 11 a.m. tour. And so I encourage young and old visitors alike, children, to come and visit the exhibitions. We have other exhibitions on as well. And we will also be introducing a fair amount of public programming for both adults and children.
Well, one of the ways of finding out what will be happening is to check out on Map My Way, keeping you informed about the what, the why, and the where. So I encourage you to go to the Norval Foundation to see Alexis Prela, Mythical Lexicon, and a big thanks to Heba El-Kayal and Carl Nell for telling us more. And Norval was one of the reasons that Cape Town was listed as number 3 in the world's capitals of culture. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. Particular Presence, a selection of 55 portraits dating from 1896 to the present, is the new exhibition at the Sanlam Art Gallery. Alongside the austere tradition of commissioned portraits of company chairmen and anguished self-representation of artists, Highlights include the winning works from the Sanlam Portrait Awards 2013 to 2019. Particular presents can be viewed from Mondays to Fridays, 9 to 4:30 p.m. Call 021 947 3359 for guided tours or email sanlamart@sanlam.co.za.